From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. It's the Missouri House's turn to debate and vote on abortion bills as week two of the latest special session kicks off today. Marshall Griffin has the details.
First, a House committee is scheduled to vote on a scaled-back bill that the Senate passed last week. That measure would give local prosecutors the option of enforcing violations of the state's abortion laws before the Attorney General would take it up. The House committee will look at a similar proposal, though the chamber wants to automatically give the AG full jurisdiction off the bat. The full House is scheduled to meet Tuesday and may choose to debate and pass one or both versions. If the Senate's proposal is approved without changes, it will go to Governor Eric Greitens and the special session would be over. But even if one amendment is added or the House passes its own version, the bill will go back to the Senate and the special session could stretch into a third week. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri lawmakers' frustrations with Republican Governor Eric Greitens are boiling over. State lawmakers are using a special session called by the governor as an opportunity to publicly slam Greitens. During his campaign and since his January inauguration, Greitens has repeatedly criticized lawmakers as, quote, career politicians. Springfield Republican Senator Bob Dixon says that rhetoric has, quote, poisoned the well and led to a strained relationship between the governor and legislators. Greitens says he has a good relationship with some lawmakers, but told reporters Wednesday that he didn't run for office to join with lobbyists and people he described as insiders. As Missouri Democrats try to rebuild after the 2016 election cycle, there's an internal debate about whether the party should be more welcoming to people who oppose abortion rights. Jason Rosenbaum reports.
Leaders of the Missouri Democratic Party have pledged to field more candidates in rural state legislative districts. In the past, Democratic legislators from rural Missouri have opposed abortion rights, and the party may need them again. Jalen Anderson is heading up an effort to create the Missouri Democratic Party's platform. He says his party will continue to support abortion rights, even if some legislative candidates don't.
How your conviction is as a human being on how you see that issue is your issue. The Democratic Party is not for putting women in the corner and shutting them away from health rights.
Democrats have lost almost all of their rural seats, a big reason why Republicans have huge majorities in the Missouri General Assembly. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The University of Missouri plans to encourage more people to adopt research animals. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the university announced last week it will work with Homes for Animal Heroes on adoptions. The move comes as a group called Animal Rescue Media Education is suing the university for documents on the 179 dogs and cats used in research for the organization's Beagle Freedom Project. Pat Weiss, coordinator of the new Missouri adoption effort, says the Beagle Freedom Project is a radical animal rights group that wants to end all animal research. In response, Kevin Chase, vice president of Animal Rescue, says the alliance wants to protect animal research. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.